Merry Christmas, and welcome back to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. The title of this week's article is A Worthy New Year's Resolution: Get Rid of One of Your Masters. Often recognized as America's greatest theologian, Jonathan Edwards believed in resolutions. Now, not the kind of New Year's resolutions that we're all too familiar with, such as losing weight, making more money next year, or having more quote-unquote me time, but resolutions concerning his relationship with the Lord. By the way, you can find them online by simply Googling Jonathan Edwards resolutions. I could write an article just on resolutions. Are they biblical? Can they tempt people to be fixated on them? Does it become works righteousness? But I won't. You know that my articles are already long enough. So let's just keep it simple by acknowledging that God does call us to work out our own salvation as he works in us, to strive for the calling to which we have been called, and to fight the good fight. I love the word resolution because it has the flavor of being determined, unwavering, and persevering. That's good biblical stuff. So, as the new year is upon us, I'm suggesting a resolution for you that sadly applies to too many Christians. Everyone recognizes that having debt is not one of the positive things in your life. But few people understand the depth of the effect on the lives of people and families. Car loans and mortgages are probably the first things that come to mind, but there's also debt from educational choices, debt that you may owe if you get behind on your utility payments, and more. But the worst kind of debt is credit card debt. Credit card debt is the kind of debt that never seems to go away. It comes back month after month, demanding a minimum monthly payment that never seems to go down. Debt is your master, and like a bad master, he punishes you if you don't pay. And that master is also powerful enough to control your life decisions. Need to get a new car, but you were rejected by the bank for a loan due to history of late payments on your credit record? Ready to buy your first home, but can't buy because your ratio of debt to income doesn't meet the lender's standards? Want to be smart and sell your car so you can purchase a car that's more fuel efficient, but you owe more on your car than you can sell it for? Debt is a cruel master, and he's living in your home. He is a dream buster, and he decides what you can and cannot do. This cruel master is also a killer. The constant pressure of having to keep up with debt payments can bring enormous strain on a marriage. What has traditionally been the number one reason for fights between a husband and wife? Money-related issues. In addition to being a threat to your marriage, it is also a threat to your body. Stressing over how to keep your financial head above water brings unhealthy results such as high blood pressure, headaches, and digestive problems. And one more lashing from the cruel debt master. Parents that are struggling under the burden of debt are less able to fully obey Ephesians 6:4. Why? Because all the reasons listed above. Parents dealing with a debt burden experience many consequences that are not conducive to having the time, patience, and energy necessary to cherishing and obeying this great commandment. As Christians, we want to know what God says about debt. Many people think that having any debt is sinful, but the Bible does not teach that. If we look to the scriptures, we will find that the Lord providentially placed the Israelites into a position of weakness or debt as a promised consequence for their disobedience. Listen to Deuteronomy 15:4-6. It says, "But there will be no poor among you, for the Lord will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance to possess, if only you will strictly obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all this commandment that I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you as he promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And you shall rule over many nations, but they shall not rule over you." Later, you can read of their sad disobedience and the Lord's follow-through on his promises in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1, 2, 12, 14, and so on. One other passage that illustrates the weakened position of a person in debt is Proverbs 22:7. "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender." Please note, appropriate use of debt, particularly as part of an investment in appreciating assets, such as a home, can be a good thing as long as you stay within the ability to pay without financial discomfort. So how do people get themselves into a level of debt that dominates their lives? The answer, once again, lies in the heart. Debt in itself is not sin, but people do sin in various ways that results in them being slaves to the debt master. Just a few examples with their accompanying sins. First, the person who attempts to find their joy and security in having lots of material things. That's a lack of contentment. Or the person who spends inordinate amounts of money on entertaining themselves. Again, lack of contentment. Then there's the person who refuses to take the time to learn how to handle their finances and thereby continues to dig an ever-deepening mound of debt. And that's sinfully poor stewardship. Or the person who has to have what their friends have. That's coveting and pride. The person who needs to have what is cool in culture. That's worldliness and pride. Or the person who's addicted to shopping. That's lack of self-control. And the person who spends above their means. That's lack of self-control, pride, coveting, lack of contentment. If you have found yourself to be a slave to the debt master, there is a way out. 1. Confess your sin to God and ask Him to give you the strength for the journey out of debt. You may also want to share your situation with a trusted friend or a church elder who can pray for you and hold you accountable for the next steps. 2. Make a list of your credit card debt with the highest balance card at the top down to the lowest balance card at the bottom. Make it a goal that you pay off the card with the lowest balance first. It may take months, but continue to pay it down. Then celebrate paying off that first card by giving thanks to God, clipping the card, and closing the account. The last step, move to the next card on the list and repeat these steps. Obviously, you will also have to change the things that you have done to create the mess. It will likely take a level of discipline that you cannot achieve on your own. Constantly go to the Lord for His wonderful grace and know that God will be with you every step of the way. Again, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time.